With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The U.S. Forest Service can hire firefighters this year after winning an exemption from President Trump's civilian governmental employee hiring freeze, the Billings Gazette reports. The announcement came days before a national hiring fair was due to open for wildland firefighting jobs. The Forest Service typically hires about 11,000 seasonal workers annually. More than 6,200 of those are firefighters. The State House is scheduled to debate a measure to stop the Montana State Hospital from releasing homeless, mentally ill patients into the streets or to homeless shelters. The bill by Democratic Representative Ellie Hill Smith of Missoula would require state health officials to include housing in patients' discharge plans. 95 people have been discharged from the hospital without a place to live over the past 2 years. Smith says that hospital officials dump homeless patients into communities with only their hospital gowns and 7 days medication. She says the practice is morally reprehensible and contributes to a high percentage of people being readmitted to the hospital. Nobody spoke against the bill during today's debate. The measure was approved 70-30, but must pass a final vote before it goes to the Senate. The Montana Senate has passed a bill that would increase the number of notices that must be made to people who are delinquent on their property taxes and make it clear that if they fail to pay their taxes for 3 years, they could lose their property. The bill passed unanimously today and now goes back to the House to approve a Senate amendment. Democratic Representative Tom Jacobson of Great Falls says his bill seeks to ensure that property owners fully understand the law under which the county can assign tax deeds to their property, including homes, to investors who pay the delinquent taxes. Lawmakers in Helena are considering a bill that aims to improve pay equity between men and women, but some policymakers are questioning how the proposal would force employers to judge the merits of their employees. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Tuesday morning, Senator Sue Malik, a Missoula Democrat, introduced Senate Bill 148, which she's calling the Montana Pay Equity Act, in the Senate Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs Committee. Malik says her bill would put in place requirements to ensure men and women are paid equally for doing comparable work. The bill prohibits employers from requesting a job applicant's previous pay. The bill would also prevent employers from banning salary disclosure by employees. Senator Sue Malik says her bill also clarifies what counts as comparable work.
It is a huge step forward for businesses, employees, and citizens in Montana because when women are paid what they're worth, families are stronger and Montana's economy will thrive.
No one testified in support of or against the bill. Several of the committee members, including the committee's chair, Republican Ed Buttrey, questioned how the bill would require employers to judge the value between their workers.
Maybe I'm going to think that I'm doing a good job measuring performance of one of my workers, and I'm rewarding the ones that are doing the best work for the business, but is it bona fide and objective? Who decides that?
Senator Sue Malik says the bill requires employers to have objective ways to measure work performance. The Senate committee did not immediately vote on SB 148. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
A heavy snowstorm has led to avalanche warnings in western Montana. The Flathead Avalanche Center has issued avalanche warnings for the Whitefish, Swan, and Flathead mountain ranges and the southern portion of Glacier Park. Warnings are also in effect for the backcountry in west central Montana, along with the southern Madison and Gallatin ranges, the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and the mountains around Cook City. Rail traffic has been halted along the southern boundary of the park since Sunday, while BNSF Railway uses pressure charges to trigger snowslides to reduce the risk of natural avalanches along the rail route. Portions of U.S. Highway 2 may be temporarily closed while slides are being triggered. I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Betsy DeVos eked out enough votes to become the next education secretary this morning. Montana's senators in Washington have mixed reactions to her confirmation. Democratic Senator John Tester voted against DeVos, citing her lack of public education experience, an outpouring of opposition from Montanans, and her support for privatization of public schools among his reasons to oppose her nomination. Speaking to Senate colleagues a few days before the vote, Tester warned of what he perceives as the dangers of school privatization.
And if we do that, I am here to tell the people of the Senate today, we will destroy the foundation of this country. And we will destroy, and it may take a few years, we will destroy our democracy.
Republican Senator Steve Daines cast the second-to-last yay vote, setting up Vice President Mike Pence's unprecedented tie-breaking vote.
Betsy DeVos was confirmed by the U.S. Senate today because she supports returning education decisions back to our communities, giving children and parents the best choices and the best opportunities.
Dane sent a letter of congratulations to DeVos today, advocating for two federal acts that impact Montana's public schools. Dane's received nearly $47,000 in campaign contributions from the DeVos family. Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnzen, also applauded DeVos's confirmation. Arnzen plans to invite DeVos to Montana to highlight the importance of local control, as well as the unique challenges and opportunities frontier schools face. Lawmakers in Helena will consider a bill that would create a volunteer health service program to provide free health care services to uninsured and underinsured Montanans. Freddie Menares brings us this preview.
Senate Bill 83 would allow volunteer health care providers to receive education credits through the program and protect them from lawsuits stemming from treatment. Republican Senator Roger Webb says the bill is simply people helping people.
But for the most part, it provides immunity for folks that are doing the right thing.
The Montana Board of Dentistry voted unanimously to oppose the bill at a January 19th meeting, recorded and archived on its website. Dennis Clark is the executive officer of the board and said at the meeting last month,
"It's redundant, and if anything, it authorizes boards like this to recognize continuing education credits."
The House Human Services Committee hears the bill Wednesday.
A bill in the legislature is pushing new penalties for Montanans with outstanding child support payments. Cole Grant has the details.
Under Senate Bill 172, people who owe child support in Montana could be barred from buying a hunting, fishing, or trapping license. Republican Senator Mike Lang of Malta is carrying the bill.
I had a guy that came up to me and he said, "I don't like your bill. I'm not paying my child support now because my wife wouldn't let me see the children." Okay, so I said, "Well, she was bad. Now you're creating another bad. Who's really losing here? The kids are losing."
Republican committee member Senator Jennifer Fielder of Thompson Falls says she has concerns with the bill, especially if hunting rights are stripped away from someone who provides meat for their families for sustenance rather than hunting for sport.
"I'm really concerned that we're actually not helping families. We're actually going to be making it worse for some families."
The Senate Judiciary Committee heard SB 172 Tuesday morning and did not immediately vote on the bill.
This legislative update is brought to you by the University of Montana School of Journalism, the Montana Broadcasters Association, and the Greater Montana Foundation.
I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.